Welcome to a brand new episode of the Rail Salt Lake Show, RSL show on KSL Sports. My name is Andy Munoz. I'm joined today by Alex Napolis. Alex, how are you doing, dude?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I feel like we're attached at the hip. I miss you, actually, because we spent the last, what, 3-4 days together?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys haven't been following socials or living under a rock, then you wouldn't know that we went to Miami for the season opening match, Real Salt Lake versus Inter Miami. Obviously, a super stacked Miami team in Lionel Messi, Busquets, Jordi Alba, Suarez. Man, was it a spectacle. And we just kind of want to get together real quick and tell you guys a little bit about that experience, how much fun it was, how stressful it was, and obviously talk about the results. So you're getting an inside look to our trip out there. But Alex, kick us off, man. I know you had your feelings and reactions when you knew that you would go out to Miami, but let's kind of talk about your optimism, because that's something that we actually spoke in depth about on this trip, is how confident or lack of confidence, because we have differing opinions. You thought Real Salt Lake was going to show up and be pretty strong against this team. I thought it was going to go opposite, but in reality, I felt like there were going to be more goals for Miami. So we're kind of mid at the middle with a 2-0. So tell me, why is it that you came into this a little more optimistic than me?
I think my optimism mostly stems from Luna, Diego Luna, from having Diego Luna, from having Chicho Arango. I think this attack can be and will end up being very solid, but I think from what we saw against Inter Miami, it's not quite there yet. And I mentioned it with Josh too when we recorded. It's not going to be a finished product anytime soon for RSL. And I think I let the emotion of being at Chase Stadium kind of cloud me a little bit, because I even forgot that I had said it's not going to be a finished product. And sure enough, what we saw on Wednesday is yet to be a finished product from Real Salt Lake. But I think overall, a decent performance from RSL.
You think so?
Decent performance.
Decent. Yeah. So, you know, you obviously checked out the presser. We had, you know, the opportunity to go in, and we heard from Pablo, Justin Glad, a little bit from Pablo Ruiz. And, you know, the common denominator in all of this was obviously Messi. They were talking about how he was basically correcting and just commanding the midfield for Miami. And obviously that's clearly expected. Greatest player in the world. But you came out and you had already said something similar that a lot of the fans online were saying, where Real Salt Lake could not capitalize on any gifts from Miami. A lot of turnovers.
And there was plenty.
So that's something that Justin Glad had pointed out in the post. Pablo had also alluded to that as well. Why do you think this was something that we couldn't capitalize on it? Would you say it was nerves, or would you say that we're still figuring this out? Because in some ways, we still need to wait for chemistry.
You said it right there. There's still a lack of chemistry. There's still a lack of trying to really solidify how Pablo and the front four are going to be playing this season. And I think a lot of it has to do with that. I think Pablo Mascherini mentioned in the post-game presser, these guys are human. There's so many added layers of pressure with playing against Messi, opening the season. You know, it's a standalone game. Everybody in the league is going to be watching this game. They're watching you. And sometimes as players, that's in the back of your head. That's in the back of your mind. And I think there was a specific chance from Andres Gomez off a turnover that I thought was kind of squandered because Gomez couldn't get the shot on target. There was a couple of turnovers where I think RSL should have done better. Plain and simple, they should have done better with those opportunities. And maybe, just maybe, if you do a little bit better with those opportunities, you walk out with some kind of result in Miami. But instead, you're facing a 2-0 deficit to open up the season.
What do you make of the two best opportunities coming from Brian Vera?
It makes sense. Last season, RSL was one of the top teams as scoring set pieces. It's good to see that kind of translate into this season as having those set pieces dialed in still, because I think that's huge to have a huge piece and a huge thing to have in this league. And so seeing Brian Vera kind of rise up and get a couple of headers on goal, get a couple of opportunities from those set pieces, I think it's good. I think it's a good showing that even though you had so much turnover with the coaching staff, that set pieces are still a priority for RSL, and a majority of the goals from Rouse Lake last season came from set pieces, and so it's good to see that kind of translate into the season.
Yeah. Several of, I mean, I wouldn't even say chances, because I would say that shots on target probably wasn't high for Real Salt Lake in this one. But one thing interesting that Pablo had said in the post-media presser was that he felt like nerves was something to take into account, but that if he had to gauge when they, you know, when the team kind of got over like the starstruckness of watching players that or playing alongside players that you were watching when you were a child that you were probably idolizing, he kind of put it at that 15-minute mark. Do you agree with that? Do you feel like after the first 15, they started to kind of play their game, kind of hunker in and show up? Or do you feel like that starstruckness lasted a little bit longer than 15 minutes?
I think it lasted just a tad longer than those 15 minutes. I think for a majority of that first half, Real Salt Lake showed a little bit too much respect to the stars. And it makes sense. It's Lionel Messi. But I think Rouse Lake looked different after they conceded the goal. I think once they conceded the goal, it kind of set in that, hey, we are now down on the road. We got to do something about this. And I think there was maybe before one good opportunity from Chicharango before that. But then after you go down a goal, I think we started to see a little bit more in possession. We started to see a bit more of the attack, and especially in that second half. That second half, we saw a completely different team than what we saw in that first half.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, man. I feel like it kind of lingered in a little bit, and I want to talk about the atmosphere of Miami and what that has turned into, because in covering the league for the last 3 years prior to Messi arriving, Miami was just kind of a dead zone. No one cared about Inter Miami. You know, back then it was Higuain that was kind of carrying that team. Had a few highlights, but nothing special. Literally nobody cared about that team. And overnight, now it's sellout crowds, new chants, fireworks. You've got Don Garber going to matches. We saw Don Garber in the hallway, if you remember that.
A couple of times.
You got Will Smith chopping it up with Messi prior to the match, right? You've got all this fandom, full-on sold-out seats. There's even been extra seating that has been built out, if you guys weren't aware of that, to kind of fill in those gaps. But overall, what was your impression of the atmosphere heading into this? It's a tough stadium now. Not only are you facing opponents, like you mentioned before, that are world class, some of them World Cup winners, a lot of records, goals, trophies, but now you've got almost the entire state of Florida coming out to watch this game. And you did say something interesting that I'm going to save for later in the podcast. But how do you feel about just the overall atmosphere and the energy leading up to that game? And is that a factor that would plague some of the Real Salt Lake players mentally?
Now it is. As you mentioned, before Messi's arrival, Inter Miami was a bottom of the barrel team. And now that Messi is there, like you said, you get these sold out crowds, but at the same time, it's kind of obvious that they're there for one guy and one guy only, because anytime that one guy would get on the ball, the whole stadium would,
Messi, right?
But it's still, if you're a traveling team heading into that stadium, it's still going to affect you. As if you're going to, say, an America First Field and you got the home crowd, you know,
Miami was louder. That crowd was much louder.
It was, but again, it's just the Messi effect. It's just what happens when you bring Lionel Messi to that team. But regardless, like it is going to be a difficult stadium for any team to go play in at now, because of the added fans and because of the layers of pressure of going and facing off these World Cup winners.
Yeah. You know, they're going into this, like I had said, plenty of our conversations from waiting for our flights or even mid-flight or arriving to the hotel or having some of the greatest Mexican food out in Florida. Oh, man, that place was amazing. I thought Real Salt Lake was just going to kind of flake out on this one and not be able to step into the limelight. And, man, I even thought that there could have been four goals in the first half, 4-0, just a blunder of a start. I mean, we're not immune to that. You know, remember when LAFC had their debut, came out and gave us five for a 5-0 loss at home, but obviously entirely different teams. But I was shocked, man. I was kind of surprised at the level of basically breaking down those chances. There were a lot of players inside of the box defensively. A lot of, you know, it was funny because I was looking back at the footage that I had shot because I was shooting the game for KSL and seeing them highlights and all that. But when I was going back through and looking, it almost looked like a youth ASO game, dude, with the amount of deflections. And you know that if the ball just happens to land at Messi's feet, it's most likely going to be a goal. He's the best kid on the pitch, right? And so that's kind of the vibe that I got, man. I feel like it was a very like, I guess for the lack of a better word, it was like very rambly, very like ping pong, very just the ball bouncing around everywhere and everybody hoping to either not get embarrassed or get scored on. And it was just crowded. Yeah. And I don't know if you felt the same way from the press box. Like, what's your opinions on that?
For majority of the first half, that's all it was defensively for RSL, honestly.
It's like playing like everyone back, dude.
But hey, it worked yeah, for the most part. I feel, yes, I think we should be upset we lost 2-0. But honestly, I'm not. Because I think for the most part, Real Salt Lake held their own against Inter Miami. Mm-hmm. And that I think that just makes me confident, honestly, that we didn't get battered down 5-1 to Messi and Inter Miami. I think that makes me optimistic that we didn't lose poorly to Inter Miami. I thought Emeka Nnelli, who was a super draft pick last season, did a fantastic job on Messi. I thought Justin Glad did a great job on Messi. I think mm-hmm. Zach McMath even held his own for a majority of that match, despite having 10 guys in front of him at all times blocking his view.
Yeah,
because that's truly what Real Salt Lake did for a majority of the first half.
Yeah, it's promising for me, man. 2-0 yeah, for sure. Performance. You know, we got a chance to speak to some of the Real Salt Lake staff, and I won't say who it was, but this is actually when you were away and you were doing the post with the Zone at KSL. But they were saying that, you know, Miami came out, put their veterans on, basically, not of the club, but of the sport. And the way that they assessed this, the person that I was talking to was, they put in their old guys and they just said, go for it. Give it your all. Play hard. Let's see what happens. And from their interpretation is they want to set up nicely to kind of win a few games while everybody's healthy and together. And then maybe mid-season, allow it to kind of drop, you know, maybe pull these guys off, let them kind of settle, get the new blood in, and then obviously come back and then make that last push. Like we've seen many and for like we've seen it many times and we've seen it always. Even with Real Salt Lake, right? We have hot starts, fizzle out, we're dead, season's over, bag it up, everybody sucks, and then all of a sudden we're making this amazing playoff run. So that was kind of their interpretation, is that they did come out to play and, you know, they put their best on the field and just said, go for it. But you said something that was curious, that, you know, it drew a little bit of curiosity from me when you said it. But after the match, when we were leaving, you had said, you know what, I feel like this is a match where we might have shown up and it was okay to lose. And maybe we just chalked it up to a loss. You still feel that way? And I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but that's what you said. So do you feel like, I mean, obviously there's drive and there's hunger and there's fight. We're not going to discredit the professionals on the athlete, but you got the vibe. And again, this is just your opinion. You feel like from what you saw on the field, hey, whatever happens, happens. Let's take in the moment. Clearly those things will never be said, but why did you feel that way?
Again, just from how this team came out in the first half, I feel like the first 5 minutes, both teams were just kind of feeling each other out, passing the ball around, not really doing much. But I think around like the fifth or sixth minute, Inter Miami gets their first corner. All of a sudden, Messi almost scores off an Olympico. And all of a sudden, Inter Miami's now dialed into this game, whereas Real Salt Lake's still kind of sitting back, kind of giving them a little too much space and giving them a little too much respect. And just so again, just from what I saw of how RSL played in that first half, it seemed it was more of a, let's see how we do. Let's take in this experience and then really get things going in St. Louis on Saturday.
Yeah. You know, in the post press, I did ask Justin Glad. I asked him, hey, is it a relief to essentially get Inter Miami just off of your schedule? Have it be done and over with. And he gave me the most classic Justin Glad answer of, no, you know, I don't feel that way. I feel like, you know, we didn't approach this game any differently. We played hard. It's on to the next. We believe that we can beat anybody. But you have to think, man, leading up to this match, I mean, you and I, we're just covering it, right? But we have places to be and we have these expectations, and you have to immediately get out of your seat and go do, you know, pre, half and post for the radio. So you already have anxiety around your reporting. Are you going to get to your seat on time? Like, are you going to be able to get through security? Will you get your credential? Me, on the other hand, I'm just double checking all of my gear, videography, photography equipment, lenses, filters, batteries. Do I have everything? And, you know, one thing that I was thinking about is, dude, if we're this nervous and we're this anxious just to cover the damn game, imagine being Justin Glad. Imagine being somebody on the defensive end of these players and you know, the mental toughness that it takes, if you can at all. You know, pull it back for a second and say, you know what, this is just, it's just another soccer match. It's another football match. We know that for these guys, it's not just that. And I feel like there were a lot of anxiousness going into this one. Maybe a lot of doubts. You don't want to get embarrassed. Clearly Brody got embarrassed, which we'll talk about, but you know, I respect his answer. I get that. But, you know, and there's been a lot of stuff leading up to it. And you know, we've been able to ask him before if there was any pressure of this being the first opponent, all that stuff is out there. But you have to, I mean, you just have to acknowledge the beasts on the pitch, and that's gonna affect you mentally.
Yeah, it's hard not to. Yeah. It's hard not to, especially when you go on social media, you see all of Major League Soccer's posts, and they're all Inter Miami and Messi. It's players see that, and like you said, like if we are nervous heading into the stadium to cover this game, imagine the guys who are actually on the field.
Yeah.
And again, just from the way that Real Salt Lake played in that first half, there was nerves. There was that extra layers of pressure. There was nerves. And I respect Justin Glad for giving that answer, but I think
give us the real answer.
I think besides like maybe a Diego Luna, maybe a Pablo Ruiz, maybe a Chicho Arango, maybe even a Mecca and Nelly. A lot of the guys on the field played nervous in that first half.
Yeah. True, man. You got to think about it. You're on the pitch. You're looking for the ball, but you're also kind of looking for Messi, right?
Yeah, like you for sure. See, oh, absolutely.
You want to see Messi. And, you know, you're, the whole time you're probably playing and you're like, man, am I going to get some photos out of this? Hey, when can I ask him for the kit? I mean, all of that stuff, it's true, man. Yeah. It's true. Go look at a quarter of the roster of Real Salt Lake players. They've already posted a photo where they're either side by side or defending Lionel Messi. We made an observation after when we took the kit and we got it signed. When Chicho was signing it, I was the only one that noticed. I said, hey, like he's got an Inter Miami kit in his hand. I wonder if that's Messi's kit. It's just a reality, guys. Anybody playing Lionel Messi, they're not even, you know what, they're more dialed in and focused on. And I'm not calling out any player. I'm not calling out anybody in specifics, but it's true. Before they're even thinking about anything to do with tactics or anything that maybe Pablo has said, you know, half that locker room is, damn, how can I get this jersey? Right? How can I get this jersey? You know, how close am I going to get to Messi? It's just a reality, man. For me, the way that I would look at this match, I think the way to be positive about it is, you know, it's a throwaway match. For me, it's a throwaway match. Would it be nice to have beat Inter Miami and get on some national headlines? Man, even if you beat Miami, no one would care. The news would still be talking about Lionel Messi and the cool highlight that he had. It's exactly what's happening now. They win 2-0. He didn't score. What's the biggest highlight going out? Him chipping Brody briefly, right? So for me, it is a throwaway match. I think, you know, save the anger, save the frustration, save the criticism for when we play teams like the Whitecaps away, or when we play, you know, whoever it might be that's maybe more on our quote unquote level, be upset about those. But for me in general, you know, Alex, like you kind of alluded to, man, like it was a cool vacation and you're happening to be playing against some really cool players. And that's it. Get your photos, get close, get a kit maybe. And that's what it felt like for me a little bit.
I think that only comes to because it's the opening game of the season, because it's the first game of the season. Had RSL played Miami
right
midway towards the end, it's a whole different conversation. But
I agree.
It's the first game of the season. We still don't even have Matt Crooks ready. We still don't have Katranis ready. Nelson Palacio came in halfway through the preseason. So did Gomez. So did Chicho. This team is far from the finished product. Enjoy the experience. Go play against Messi. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
St. Louis, I think St. Louis on Saturday is 100% more telling of where this team is than Inter Miami. But still, like I said, a lot of positives. There's still plenty of positives to take from a 2-0 loss.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think get a different team in front of Miami home opener that may be in the same situation scenario. I think, yeah, it could have easily been a 3-0 and a 4-0. This match definitely could have been a 3-0, but We defended an amazing free kick from Messi, and it just makes you question why a lot of teams haven't done similar in the past. I mean, granted, they'll put somebody near post, but in this instance, we saw Justin Glad and was it Chicho Arango?
Yes.
Line up on the side, right next to Zach McMath. Dude, Lionel hit that perfectly. I'm so mad, low key. I'm so mad that Justin blocked that, because I would have had just an amazing shot of a Messi free kick, and then I could have retired for sure. But tell me a little bit about that execution, man. Like, your thoughts. How are you loving that preparation, and how do you love Glad being able to read that and just stick his head on there?
Dude, so I was sitting up in the press box. And I was sitting next to some other people, some other Utah media members. And I looked at them as soon as that foul was called. As soon as Messi's standing over the ball, I look at them. I'm like, he's going to score from here. This is it. Because we've seen it a million times. We've seen Messi do it 1,000 times before. He scores top corner from that range. And so I was like, yeah, he's going to score from here. And so literally as soon as I said that, everybody pulls out their phone. They're up in the press box. Like, they're ready. They're ready for the moment.
Yes.
But luckily for us, Justin Glad was also ready for the moment, because that is one of the most difficult things to do, is just getting your head up there on a free kick and just getting it over the bar to deny that free kick. And I want to go back just a little bit to the foul that led to that free kick.
Mm-hmm.
Pablo Ruiz got done dirty. We had the conversation with Josh on the last podcast about the replacement referees and how much that's going to impact the game. I don't think that was a foul. I don't think that was a foul, and the yellow card is harsh. Harsh to give Pablo Ruiz in that situation. Very soft foul, but either way, Lionel Messi steps up and Justin Glad saves the day.
Oh, hard to believe, man. It, you know, I love this team, but that goal to happen right in front of me where I was would have been incredible. You're exactly right. You know that's going in, and props to Real Salt Lake, man, for just being ready on that one. And I think if we don't see more of that out of other MLS clubs, then it would get me to ask, you know, what are you guys doing? Like, do you want to get scored on, right? Plenty of Real Salt Lake fans out there, too. I just want to compliment the traveling support that was out there. A lot of them were behind me, and I'm so turned around in Miami. I don't even know if it was north, south, east, west. I have no idea. I want to say it was, like, south goal. I have no clue.
I think so, yeah.
But there were a lot of fans that came out to this match. A lot of representation, a lot of chanting. I mean, obviously, I was close, so you could hear them. But props to those people that made out the trek and traveled and spent your hard-earned dollars. That is felt, especially that far away from home. We're in the we're so far away from Utah is what I'm meaning to say. So it was cool to see that. It was unique to feel the hype. It was fun to go out the night prior and leave our mark, Alex, go to the stadium and just mess around. And if you guys haven't seen those, they're on IG. There's some videos on Twitter. But we basically went out and basically claimed territory in the name of Utah. On the behalf of Real Salt Lake. Was it effective? No. But it was a lot of fun.
It was fun to just be out there and kind of be hooligans for a night.
Yeah, exactly. So we have, we'll have more updates. Is there anything that you want to cover in this match at all? Anything else? Any other thoughts?
No, again, just a lot of positives. Let's hope to build on the positives. And like I said, I think Saturday will be a lot more telling of where and what RSL we're going to get this season. Just build on the positives. That's all I ask.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a throwaway match for me. It's an anomaly, man. If you would have said a a year and a half ago that, you know, Real Salt Lake would eventually be playing a South Florida team that would have Messi, Suarez, Alba, Busquets. And now, actually, they just signed a younger Argentina product. I'm trying to look it up real quick. Did you see that signing?
I did, yes, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head right now.
Hang on a sec. I'll find it. So, you know, what's cool about this, and my first thought, is that they're now attracting that young talent because of all of the people that you've got on that squad. So Inter Miami signs Argentina youth star Federico Redondo.
There you go.
Okay. So for those people who have been critical of the league, and I'm not encompassing Real Salt Lake fans on that. For everyone saying, hey, it's an old league, it's a retirement league, it's farmers league. Here's some proof that it is now attracting youth, dude, from the Argentinian national team. It's major, man. That's huge.
And he's not the first one.
No, exactly. Real quick, though, before we wrap up, Fidel Barajas
debut, yes,
with Real Salt Lake. From my point of view and my perspective, man, everything looks the same. I can hardly tell what's going on. I can't even recap the game, really, because I'm looking through my camera. But what did you like? You know, what stood out to you about Fidel Barajas? And, you know, what were maybe some things to improve on, if any?
Very positive overall debut from Barajas. I think he came in and he was cutting inside, trying to create space for Chicho, trying to kind of get the ball in good positions for Arango. And I really like that. I think from the press box view, you kind of see a little bit more of the pitch than the players do in the moment. There was one opportunity where Fidel like quickly turned the ball and he had a pass to give onto the wing. I can't remember who was making the run on the wing. Might've been Brody. But he had it wide open and Chicho was already running into the box and he kind of made the wrong read. He tried to slip it to Chicho rather than get it out wide. And so I think, and that's just going to come with time. That's just going to come with time and getting adapted to the league, getting more experience with RSL, playing more with Real Salt Lake. And so that's really the only thing I have for Fidel. I thought overall just a very, very solid performance, and I'm so stoked for this kid.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be awesome, man. I think there are a lot of positives that are going to come here within the next few weeks, and I do feel good about St. Louis. Right now, we're just doing a brief episode. We're going to be back with more people once that matchup concludes, but we'll be definitely tuning in and covering it. So make sure you're following us on Instagram, on Twitter. Also, remember, guys, we took a kit that we are working to. Actually, we got signatures in Miami. So working on identifying a winner. We're doing like unlimited entries. So if you have 2 hours to just spam the content, spam the comments, like go ahead and do so. That is a team signed kit. It's not going to be every single person on there, but it's going to be a few players. So that was a lot of fun to do for you guys, and we really appreciate the engagement. Tell your friends about it. That'll rack up more entries, and we're going to give that one away. Let's say next Wednesday, let's announce the winner.
Friday before more days? The home opener.
Friday before the home opener. All right, very cool. So get at us at RSL Show on all of the social media following. If you'd like to see video, you're more than welcome to check us out on YouTube. This has been Andy Munoz and Alex Napolis on the KSL Sports Network. We'll see you guys in a few days. We were hanging in the-